Who do you help? How do you serve them? This can be a very taunting question, but there is a really interesting reframe that I heard this week that I want to share with you if you are trying to get more clear on who you serve, how you serve them. Hey, y'all, welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, I am so grateful that you are here. My name is Heather Parody. I am your host. I am here for the misfits. I am here for those of you who are driven leaders, but man, you do not look like the rest of the people. You know what I'm talking about? You're a little bit outside of the box. You're different. You're unconventional. I want to celebrate you, fan the flame that's in you, because this world needs more unconventional leaders. Amen. Hallelujah. I was listening to a training this week on sales and blah, 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 all the things that we do on this crazy entrepreneurial thing that a lot of us are in right now. And there was a very interesting reframe that this woman shared that I wanted to share with you today. There's a common issue that comes up when you're trying to build a sustainable business, something that's going to keep you afloat while you're doing your life transforming work. You want to help people, right? But you also need to make money. And sometimes there's a disconnect there. Like, who do I serve? How do I serve them? Because as helpers, as empathic people, we genuinely want to help those who are, quote, struggling. And yet we still need to make money and make good money. Make good money. She said something interesting in this training. She said something along the lines of that when you're wanting to kind of bridge the gap between like helping people and finding clients, people to serve who actually can afford to hire you to do XYZ, that you're not looking for people who are struggling. Let me say that again. That makes zero sense, right? You're not looking for people who are struggling. You're looking for people who are successful in X area, but need help with this area. Now, there's two overarching ideas that I want to really hone in with this. First, let's talk about just from a business perspective, and then we're going to talk on like a worldview, personal perspective. From the business perspective, if you think about who do I serve, how do I serve them, a lot of times we go immediately to the weak point of like, oh, they're struggling with their social presence. Oh, they're struggling with lead gen. Oh, they're struggling with their accounting. Oh, they're struggling with their financial planning. Oh, they're struggling with this, this, this. Instead of leading with, hey, these are successful people in some area. Maybe they are a very successful therapist. Maybe they have done very well in the fitness industry and have a big following. There are things that they are doing very, very well. And we're coming in and helping them in one of the weaker points of their business, their life, whatever. But we're not starting there. We're starting from a place of, hey, you are successful at this and this. Let's take that to the next level. Do you feel the energetic difference between you are a struggling, you struggle so much, and I am going to come in and help you, right? Because that's putting us at the spotlight as opposed to them. If you go back and read Donald Miller's Story Brand, powerful book, we want to keep the person we are serving at the forefront, not only as a marketing tactic because it makes them feel good and all of that, but also too from just like an energetic human level, we want to elevate those that we're serving. You have something going for you. There is something in you, and I'm coming in as this coach, as this consultant, as this aid to elevate what you have going on as opposed to shining a light on what you're struggling with. Nobody wants that, which leads me into kind of the worldview perspective of this idea gives us an opportunity to tap into. We can apply this to anything. A lot of times we put people on this like hierarchy thing of like people who are really struggling or people who have it going on. Listen, everybody has it going on in some area or is struggling in another one. We can't label people as this or that. We have to understand that everybody has something to bring to the table. There were been at my house earlier who were installing a new water heater tank for us or whatever. I had no idea what they were talking about. They're like, where's this? Where's that? I'm like, I don't know. They're experts in this field. There's something that I can learn from them, even though we're completely different industries, and approaching people and understanding, wow, you have something that you bring to this table, to this world. Make it an intentional, not only as a business owner, somebody who's marketing, but also too as a human being to look and to notice and to appreciate and to respect every human in their expertise, because there's something there. There's something we can learn from the little old man across the street who lives alone, right? I mean, this is a great philosophy to add to life. But then again, back to us as leaders who are wondering who's our target audience, how do we serve them? It's interesting to think that, yes, we help people, but reframing them as these struggling peasants that we come in and revolutionize their day and save their business and save their marriage and save their relationships and save their fitness, saying, hey, you are freaking awesome. You're successful in some area. I want to come in and help you with your fitness because I know that's going to take your business to the next level. You're killing it in business. And I know when you start feeling better, your business is going to get even better. How different does that feel than going and saying, hey, you're overweight and struggling with your overweightness? That's not a word. By my program. Or if you're a therapist and you really want to help people's marriages or whatever, acknowledging you are an incredible mother. You are an incredible father. You have such close relationships with your kids. Imagine having that with your spouse. Imagine the unit of the family coming together and how that would enrich your kids' lives and enrich your marriage or whatever. Acknowledging what they're doing right, acknowledging where they are winning in life. And your service comes along to elevate that and help that as opposed to shine a light on their weaknesses. And from a very practicality standpoint, if you are, you know, I was in a mastermind a minute ago and somebody was saying, you know, I need to get clients that can afford me or whatever. When you're targeting people who are successful in these certain areas, a lot of these people have money and they can hire you to help them with XYZ. So it's just an interesting reframe to get away from the struggle of the person. Again, we want to lead with empathy. We want to understand that struggle, but we don't want to lead with that where that's what we're labeling them as. Does that make sense? I think it's pretty interesting. Let me know what you think. Find me over on Instagram at Heather Parody. That is P-A-R-A-D-Y. And if you want to go to the next level with Unconventional Leaders, we have a powerful community over on Facebook. We have live coffee chats, community discussions, all for free, just there to serve you. Again, that is Unconventional Leaders over on Facebook. We love you, in your corner. See you soon.